Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
The Polished Woman.
And now your host, the award-winning Jessica R. Bunavage. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Max. Happy Monday. This is the last Monday of April. Can you believe?
You know, here's what I can't believe. I can't believe that you are doing this show now. We're going into almost four. Is it 4 years?
Yes. Wait, is it our anniversary this May? This coming May.
It's coming up, girl.
Oh, my gosh. 4 years, Max.
And you're like, you have blossomed. You have become so amazing in this journey. And you really have like developed a skill. You know, you were always hosting even the Philippines. But like now that you're doing it here, you've won awards, numerous awards. You have a Davy, a W3, a communicator, a telly.
Yeah.
And your social media has grown so much.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Has it been a challenge?
It has been a challenge, but at the same time, you know what you told me? I remember what you told me when we were talking about, it's just so good to get used in front of the camera, you know, and just being, you know, the confident that you feel after a while. It's really helped. And of course, knowing that you're helping someone else by, you know, these people, even if it's just one person, I will always remember that from you. Even if it's just one person, it doesn't matter because you still change that life of that person.
Of course. And here's what you have to remember. It might just be that one person, but that one person has a mother, a father, a brother, a sister. Yes. So then it becomes contagious. You know, Taja Seville, who's a friend of mine, you're going to have her on the show. She sings one of her famous songs is Love is Contagious.
Oh, I love that.
And so love is contagious. You remember? Yeah. So Taja Seville. So we're going to have her on because she's doing amazing things. But today you have two really amazing guests because women are struggling with social media. You know, it's like, do we buy social media? Do we not? How do we build it? How do we grow it? How do we grow it organically?
Yeah. You know? And last week we talked about, you know, small businesses.
Yeah.
And it's so, I feel like it's so easy to start and everything, but nowadays, your marketing goes to all to social media. It all depends on social media. So how do you really, you know, start where and you know, like how do you start it? I'm so happy that we have our expert for today to join us.
And, you know, before we get into that, you know, next week, ladies, get ready because next week, Mother's Day favorite things and Jessica's favorite things for spring.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to share these things with you.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
One of them is my smile.
But you know, Jess, I want to talk about your skin real quick because your skin looks so beautiful.
I know, right? I don't know. Yeah. There's this girl, the facial girl that I went to last Friday. She did such an amazing job. And then there's this serum that I'm actually one of my favorite nowadays. And it's just in Amazon. You buy it on Amazon. I don't know. I've been really obsessed. Actually, I've ordered. This is my third bottle because it's like small.
Wow.
I'll wait for it. I'll show it to you next Monday for an episode. So that's
awesome.
I'm excited to share this.
Well, I'm excited for this show because women are going to learn today how to do social media the organic way.
Yes.
Organic orgasmic. I love you, Jess. Have a great show.
Okay. Thank you so much, Max. So, ladies, be prepared. Have your pens and papers and note down everything that she's going to say. Because normally, this is like, it's very hard and you have to go to class and stuff like that. She actually teaches masterclass, but today she's going to give a glimpse of it. So trying to do it all and expecting it all can be done exactly right is a recipe for disappointment. Perfection is the Enemy by Sheryl Sandberg. Well, we all know that social media has become a huge part of our lives, very huge part of our lives. It's how many of us share news with our friends and family. It's where a lot of us go for information about the latest trends or even current events, right? And it's become increasingly important for a business. But there's a difference between being on social media as an individual and using it to promote a business. And while many business owners know this, they don't always know exactly what they should be doing. And that can be a waste of time and money. So this is the place, this is the time for us to, you know, teach you and share with you some things that I have actually learned from our expert for today. And of course, I invited our current mom, who is actually starting her business, promoting her book. This is actually her first book, and she's currently writing her second book. So ladies and gentlemen, oh, ladies. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, but first, I'm going to have Olivia, our expert. Hey, Olivia, Olivia Wagner. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, love. Hey, Olivia. So for you, most of you, Olivia is an international publicist, and she was the one that made Swarovski. Did I pronounce it right?
Swarovski.
Swarovski out there. So she worked with a lot of models and, you know, a lot of business people out there. And so thank you so much. She's our expert for today. Olivia. Hi.
How are you?
Thank you so much. I know you're busy right now promoting your new product, right? And thank you for giving me this 1 hour
for our show. Anything, anytime.
Okay, and then I'm gonna have Raylan. Raylan Augie, hi. Raylan is our mom that needs help for her social media. Hey.
Hi, how are you, Jess?
Look at my polish room. It's so pretty. Okay, fine. Yeah, Raylan has been here before twice, right, Ray?
Yep, two times.
Two times. How is your book going?
It's doing really well, but I really need some help from Olivia here.
Okay, yay. Okay, that is what we're going to do today. So, first, can you give, Olivia, can you give our listeners an idea of what it is, what you do, and why it's so important for business owners to have a strong social media presence?
Absolutely. So, Jess, you know, like, as you know, like, coming from the corporate world, as you said before, like, I gain lots of insights, like, really working with big brands to really understand how important social media is mm-hmm. to really uplift a brand and really propel it to the next level of success. Yeah. Like I saw it, like we started when literally like social media was at the beginning. It was a baby phase, like when really nobody knew what's coming towards us. And right now the world will be not the same without social media, especially like for bigger brands, but more importantly now for young startups. So for me, it was really a key learning, like seeing like how big brands leverage social media to grow their customer base. To really like find the right audience to engage with them. And for me, the key was to really borrow the credibility from those out there to uplift the brand.
Okay.
So for credibility, I refer to influencers because they build social media. They helped us to become the new, like the modern way of really engaging with our audience.
Yeah. But do we still need website? This is what I want to know, especially, you know, Raylan just started her book, her business. Do you, I mean, okay, now we all know we need social media. Do we still need websites for our business?
Because the website is a different platform. It's a different tool. Mm-hmm. So what we want to make sure is that the consumer is exposed 7 times at 7 different platforms. So you really want to make sure that your business has as many platforms as possible that you reach the broadest audience you can ever reach.
My God, that sounds exhausting, right, Ray? Oh, my gosh. Okay, now how do we start? You taught me, Ray, do you have any question for her? I want to know about this 5 modules, right, that you've actually, Ray, I think you should write this down.
Okay.
Ladies, listen.
Right now.
Okay, just a little bit about, first, let's get the 5 modules that you, is that the right pronunciation? Modules, okay. Okay.
So the first, so in my social media, like creative masterclass, it's really all about like talking about the Instagram business and its algorithm. So what is really the purpose of Instagram? Because Instagram is a free platform and they still need to, you know, like make money in the end. Mm-hmm. So what is Instagram actually doing to really like build their business?
Okay.
That's the first like entire module all about. The second one is really how to identify your niche, because you want to talk to the right audience at the right time with the right purpose behind it. Mm-hmm. Then the third model is all about, and that's a fun part, it's about to optimize your profile. Like, what are the tips and tricks? That's why I call it the secret system behind social media. Yeah. Because what are the insights you should know to really ensure you hit the right audience and the right niche, what we discussed prior to that.
Okay.
And then in the end, you know, like people are not on Instagram the same way they engage with you on Facebook or LinkedIn or mm-hmm. any other platform out there, or as you mentioned already, just the website. People on Instagram because they want to be inspired, inspired to desire. Because when Instagram launched, it was not a selling platform. It was an inspirational tool. You want to see the visual expression of the brand that you can identify yourself with it. So the content is still king there. Content is the most important part. So that's why it's so important to have the right visual expression that mm-hmm. you share and highlight. And I'm sure that's like a tricky part for you, Raylene, like with launching a book, because it's mm-hmm. not a visual expression. It's the written word. But there's some tips and tricks how we can fix that. And then the last is all about like the hashtag strategy, because everybody's talking about hashtags, like how many hashtags are hashtags still relevant? I don't want to bombard people with too many hashtags, but what is really the right strategy behind that? Mm-hmm. And that's like the five modules, like what I feel like the audience out there might be interested in, like understanding to a certain extent. Because for me, in the end, social media is kind of like hard work.
Yeah.
It's just that you on social media, oh, today I post, tomorrow I don't. It's kind mm-hmm. of like if you want to have a six pack, Jess and Raylene, like you need to work every single day for it, or at least 5 days a week.
Yeah. See, Ray, I think I remember I told you, I said, Ray, it's hard work. You really have to be on it.
Yeah. Jess, it's consistency. If you work out once a week, every 3 weeks, you work out every single day for 10 minutes, whatever time you dedicate towards your key objective in the end, then you get there. And that's what Instagram is all about. You will not gain followers if you dare once a week for 2 minutes to post on photo and then you complain, I did not get likes, I did not get followers. No, you need to be consistent, and it's hard work. It's really hard work.
Raylene, do you have anything? Do you have any questions?
I have a lot of questions. Olivia, can I ask you, let's start with just posting one photo. Let's say just photos. How often should I post a photo, and should I post one or 10, the whole carousel? How often should I do that, and so, when?
Good question. So it all comes back. So I think I could hear three questions in one. So number one, how often? How often? It all depends on how fit you want to be. Do you want to have a little bit of a six pack? Do you want to have an intense one? What is your key objective?
I want and the whole six pack.
So, you know, like in this respect, really, it's all about starting with the why. Why are you on social media? Why are you using that platform? Once we understand your why, we can then say, how often should you post? Are you there to like educate people? Are you there to gain followers? What is the real objective behind your social media like platform? Because like I said, at the beginning, you use that.
So can you answer that, Ray? Can you answer her questions? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I wrote one book and I'm working on book number two. And I think I really want to more connect with my readers and the readers that do connect with me. I think I want to help those people. So I guess it's to connect and to push my next book as well. A couple of different reasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do we help with her?
I know, you know, like I know I'm going to talk to you today. I analyzed your social media account. I looked at it very visually.
It's awful.
It's good. It's good. You're doing the right thing. You're posting. You're really pushing it. So there are some tips and tricks, you know, like what we could do to really kick it off. So for me, as we said, consistency is king. Okay. So really make sure you are on social media like frequently and consistent. So with that, you support the Instagram business. because Instagram wants to generate like a revenue with you being online and active. So if you post every single day, mm-hmm. your content has more chance to perform because you give Instagram an opportunity to place more ads, because that's the way they make money, by placing ads. So the longer you're on Instagram, the more money you make Instagram, the more they will promote your content and open it to a broader audience. Oh. So key number one for you, Raylene, would really be to be on Instagram at least 20 minutes a day. Let's say.
How many?
20 minutes to start.
Okay.
That's good for a six pack.
Is it 20 minutes? Okay. Is it 20 minutes at once or 20 minutes every, like?
At once. So you're on social media 10 minutes before.
What time? What time is this, you know?
That depends on, you know, like your account. Really, is your account a private account, right?
It's public now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It has to be public, right?
It has to be public, yes.
Okay. Yes,
okay. I remember what's the conversation, like, is it private, is it public? So if it's a public account, you like, you have the insights there. And then we need to really look at your insights and analyze when do you have the highest engagement with your audience. And that way you can identify what is the best day for you to post, best time for you to post, really know when is your audience active and is engaging with you. So a rule of thumb is mostly like people engage with you in the morning on their commute to work. So they're online and they check thing and they go through the newsfeed, and mostly after work.
Oh.
So, but it also depends on who and where is your audience, like in which location. Like for me personally, my audience is not in the US right now. My audience is in Australia as well as in Europe. Mm-hmm. So for me, the best time to post is around 11 p.m.
Oh.
So it all depends on where do you generate that audience from. So if your book goes viral in the UK, then your posting schedule might be different from the one, you know, like with the US audience. And then you need to find a nice balance in there.
Yeah. Wait, we have a Twitter question quick. So I am 54 years old woman, author. What platform should I be on? And is there such thing as posting too much?
Ooh. The easier thing is posting too much.
I think, Max, didn't we do this before? We had this problem. I think you were like, Jessica, you're posting too much, right? I think we were like overposting.
You know, Olivia, this is what I always told Jessica. I was told this from someone from American Foreign Press, that we have to feed the beast. You can't just give it a buffet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Max, I totally agree with you. So it's all about, you know, like you need to have strategic content. You need to understand what is your purpose, what is the audience purpose, and then you post according. But there are different tools within Instagram now, and not only the post, because when we talk about the post, we talk about the feed. The feed needs to be super generated because that's your business card. That's your brand identity. That is, you know, like how you represent yourself. That's your brand identity. You don't post there any random stuff. If the quality is not good enough, if your face is pixelated, it's a story. Put it on a story. Oversharing a story as much as you want because it's visible for 24 hours. And if you feel the content on your story is so adorable, perfect, then you create a highlight.
You get that, Ray, right?
Yeah.
You know, so now you have to spend 20 minutes every day of your time, right?
I can do that, no problem.
And then what else do you want to ask her, Ray? I mean, about what posting and what photos, right? Do you have to post your books all the time?
Right. So in those 20 minutes, should I be doing a reel, a story, two photos? What would you say? How would you break that down? Or should it just be like a reel one day, story one day? How would you break down the 20 minutes a day?
And so really for you, I think at the beginning, we need to test and learn. It's all about test and learn. See how your audience is engaging with you. Mm-hmm. And based on that, we define a strategy for the long term. So short term, I would say you spend the first 10 minutes just scrolling through. Scroll through the reels, because right now, reels are the top priority for Instagram. Instagram will not open, you know, like your account to a broader audience unless it's a reel. And we see that, and like, don't be scared if your reels do not really get the views. Some reels get 5 views. Other reels get like 100,000 views. It all depends on how Instagram is really leveraging their algorithm. And I know that world algorithm is a little bit outdated by now, but like how they're using you and like your content to open it up to the audience.
Okay.
So what you do is 10 minutes, just scroll around, because then in those 10 minutes, you make Instagram so much money. So they know you engage with them. Because when you just go through your newsfeed, you see like there's one ad coming after each other.
Yes, I see that.
Yes, every ad that you expose to Chess is a money-making machine for Instagram, because the brand is
like us.
For that.
Ah.
And that's why they want you to be active. Don't use any other portals out there. And I'm not name dropping here, but don't use anything to schedule things. Spend the time on Instagram before spending it on a like programming app or any other app out there, which thinks, oh, it's so easy. I schedule my posts. I have my full week scheduled.
Okay.
That will not help you, because Instagram will then not see your engagement, because Instagram will reward you for being active.
Okay. Okay.
But you become an employee of Instagram.
Yeah. I've actually noticed that even Max, my Instagram have actually grown because of the reels, but it was consistent that every Wednesday I do my reels, Ray. So every Wednesday I do that. And then I have my photos, and then I have, you know, like all this stuff, the stories is very important, and the hashtags, like how many hashtags and which hashtags. You explain this to me, and can you tell Raylan and our viewers as well and listeners the type of hashtags that, because I didn't even know. I thought you would hashtag a word that have millions of followers, but you explained to me things. So can you explain that? Yeah.
So Raylan, just simple question. If I give you 30 lotto tickets, how many would you play for your chance to win?
I would play all of them, all 30.
Good answer. You want to play all because you want to win, because you have a higher chance
to
hit the jackpot. Mm-hmm. So Instagram is giving us 30 hashtags per post. So really talking about the newsfeed, the post, giving us 30 hashtags. So why would we not use those 30 hashtags to have a higher chance to be exposed?
Okay.
So absolutely, if you're a startup, you want to build your brand, use those 30 hashtags. But the question is what you said, Jess, like what kind of hashtags
should we use? Yeah, what should, yeah. What?
Right. So what you want to use are hashtags that really help you position your brand and help you cluster your like product or your book or your like service in the right niche.
Okay.
So you need to be very niche specific. Okay. So for you, Raylan, like your hashtags have to be associated with a book, because otherwise you would confuse Instagram, because they use your hashtags to put you in that niche.
Okay, hold on. But 1 minute. Sorry. Do we put, like, for example, for Raylan and for our Twitter question, do we put author? Because author has already millions. Or do we put new author or upcoming author? What hashtags do you use for that?
Yes. So that goes back. It's hard work and it's lots of work. So what we're going to do is we're identifying 30 hashtags that help us grow the business. Out of those 30 hashtags, I always say, like, 3 hashtags should be around like your brand.
Okay.
So that for you, Raylan, would be Production Wife Diaries. That's your branded hashtag.
Okay.
That's your name. Always put your name in there. So those
always
are hashtags we have already that are you. That's your brand identity. And then we use hashtags that have, you know, like between like 500 to like 10,000. Like posts, because there we have the chance to stay on the Explorer page way longer than a hashtag like love. A hashtag like love or girl boss. Girl boss, you don't even get a second. You get nothing out of this hashtag because it disappears immediately in the filter. Because like every minute or every second, millions of people are using that hashtag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It will not help you to gain new followers because you will not be visible. So use hashtags that have lower posts because you will stay there. If people scroll through it, then they will come to your content and they will see your content.
Wait, can we do a new hashtag? Will that help if you have a new hashtag, like a long hashtag?
A long hashtag does not help because people will not search for a long hashtag.
Oh.
What would help is the long hashtag.
How many words? Yeah.
That's hard to say because for Raylene, in this case, like Production of Wife Diaries is very long. But that's her brand identity, and that's a hashtag she needs.
Okay.
So I would absolutely say keep that hashtag and like promote it because it's also a measurement tool for you to have like a KPI behind it to like in the long run to really calculate your return on investment. What do you put in there? So it's really a measurement tool for you, for all the brands out there, for your own product to see how many people used it, and you can then use that to really track it and measure it. But the key is really like use those 30 hashtags, use maybe like 5 top hashtags to help Instagram, like, and do the job for them to ensure your page is in the right niche.
Okay. Because
when you post a photo, and that's also something like that might be interesting for your listeners here. If you post a photo of, let's say, Raylene, it's your book. And then the book, your book, you sitting there holding your book. And then you tag in that photo, use a hashtag like mountains, dogs, beach, summer. Because that's what you love. That's what the story is within the book.
Uh-huh.
It's confused. Because Instagram does not see that. Because Instagram is the computer vision. Instagram is reading everything with the computer vision. So they see it. If they see your photo and there is no sun, there's no mountain, there's no beach, it says, which niche does it go in? I don't know. I said, I'm not touching the photo and nothing will happen for you.
I got it. But Ray, hold on. Ray, how are you? What are your platforms right now? What social media are you in right now?
Actually, I think I'm just on Instagram. I have a web page, but I haven't been using it. So I only have Instagram, really. I post on my personal Facebook once. This is great for me because I have not done a lot with social media at all.
But are you planning to really, get this out there? If you are, I think, is Instagram the only, like, the best social media platform, Olivia, that, all the women of certain age that have to be on?
Well, Instagram is like a top platform for every brand to be on. Like, you have to have a social media, like an Instagram account. But of course, you also should have a Facebook account because Instagram is more or less there to inspire, to desire. But then, when we talk about the purchase, it really needs to come from your website. Or like Instagram, I know we can buy on Instagram, but not every audience feels comfortable buying through Instagram.
Okay.
So that's why it's still good. And I know you have your link to Amazon, Raylene, like that's a good platform for you to really put it out there. But what you can also do is, when you optimize your profile, you can include a link tree or a flow page.
Oh, we have that.
Yeah.
We have Linktree. I like that.
Yeah. And that could be something for you, Raylene, to really have with all your social media platforms. Because I think for you as an author, it's important to also have a LinkedIn profile. That you have your LinkedIn to really talk about you and your like background, your knowledge. Because people always want to know it's like a real like authority behind it. Because on Instagram, we want to position you as a topical authority within that niche. so that they know you're credible. And then we can leverage your page and use other brands out there that they can borrow your credibility.
Okay.
And that's how you can build your brand.
I love that. I have the, I love that whole borrowing of credibility. Yeah. Okay.
Great question.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say today, what would be three things I should do today to help grow?
To grow. Okay. So number one is really understand your why.
Okay.
Your why. Okay.
You know your purpose, why you're on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way that you would know what to do. If you just go there and you just post, it will not help you because you need to have a real purpose behind. So really understand your why. And then I would say, you know, like it's really important for you to know, like that within the why, like let me answer a little bit. Like for me, with you, your book, it's all about like education a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it would be really to define a strategy on what to post, on what day. So for me, I would say for you, what would be interesting is creating, you know, like, and I always like to refer with my clients to a grid of nine. Define mm-hmm. nine posts that you repeat like in the same sequence. So one
post, What does that mean?
So, right. You know, like, so that you create a beautiful grid that builds on each other.
Okay.
So first day, you know, like, so on a Monday, you always post like you do, Chess, you know, like you always post your.
Oh, yeah. You taught me that.
Wednesday, you always post your reel. So now your grid has a really beautiful flow.
Because
it's all in one line.
I know. It's finally so nice. Thank you.
So, and that's all you want to do, Raylene. And for you, like when I analyzed it, I said, how can you really share your experience, your knowledge? You know, like, I know it's a fixture, but like, how can you really tell the story through social media? So I say, like, first of all, like, it's bring in your social, like, quotes or statements from your book to give them your word in there and not only the visual expression. And I know it's about San Diego. Use photos from San Diego and share them with the people. So then you position your brand. That's where the story started. Then have Hollywood in there because it's all about Hollywood. You're like, so you can really build on that and have that visual expression to really tell the story. Because it's a storytelling platform. Mm-hmm. But I would say at least, you know, like create a beautiful grid that always brings in like a little bit from the book.
Yeah. Okay. So this is so amazing. Wait, let's talk about the grid. Is that the grid?
The grid, yeah. Like, you know, like the row. You have a row of three. You always have three.
Yeah. So always three, right?
Always the three. Like, okay. You have always your, like, Polished Woman, the podcast, all in one row. Then you have all your reels in one row. And
okay.
Then you always have your aspirational, like, visuals in one row.
Okay. Now, yeah, there's a lot of like, there's a lot of questions from, you know, from Twitter, from the moms out there that why is it that there are things that are popping when you have, you know, when you have Instagram, okay, you want to buy followers, you want to do this. Like do you want to buy followers or what do you answer them? Is it like for real? Are these things, you know, for real? Is Instagram really doing this?
So, you know, like there are people out there, there are engagement pots out there, like people buying followers, like to make themselves look better. But it's all the same about going back to the workout. If you take a photo of yourself and you retouch it and you give yourself a six pack, so easy now with all the apps we have.
Yes.
But you will not feel good because when you look in a mirror, you don't have a six pack. If you go out and you really people in real life, you don't have a six pack. So why would you fake something if you can work for it to have the real thing?
I love that.
That is no, do not buy followers. Use that time and that money to buy Instagram ads. If you spend $5, $10 to buy fake likes, fake views, you can buy everything right now. But why don't you spend those $5, $10, $40? There are also now like engagement pots where you have a retainer. You spend like $150 a month or $300 a month. and they do everything for you. But why don't you spend those $150 and buy Instagram ads? And then you to your target, the real audience, you get a real follower and you can help people, because I know your show is all about helping people.
Yeah.
You help them find a solution to a problem, because people scroll Instagram to find a solution to a problem. They don't want to hear from you that, oh, I got this done, I did this. No, they want to see the realness. So don't check the world that is fake if people come there to find the real deal.
Oh, I like that. So basically, so even if, okay, even if, for example, you don't have, you know, any product yet, like us, right? Max, like us, we don't have a product yet that I'm selling. Can we still put an ad and promote it? Can we promote?
Absolutely. So you can promote, you know, like your photos, your visuals, like whatever you have, as long as it's original content. Like really, that's a key watch out. Always make sure whatever you post and promote is an original content, that you have the rights to use that photo and the music behind and everything. So once you have that, you can always like promote your photo, your art to really reach a broader audience. And then you can use like a preset that inserts you based on the followers you have and gives you a suggestion of who they would push it to. But the easiest way is you identify it for yourself. You want, you like know, that. You have a small shop, you want your area like 5 miles from your house. And those are the 200 people you want to target for like a few dollars. You can reach 200 new customers. And if you get
that
in your store, that's better than buying the fake one, because like, what does that add to your business? That does not
make nothing. So how much, right, Raylan? I think I'm sure you want to know what the budget is if you want to put an ad, right, per day.
Right. That's a really good question.
Well, see, the budget depends on, you know, like, again, what is the purpose of it? What are you selling? What are you driving? Okay. So for me, it's really like a hard question to answer. What is the budget? Because it depends on, you know, like, what is your revenue? So in marketing, we say we should spend around 3%. Of, you know, like your profit.
Yeah.
Advertising.
Okay.
So then, as we said at the beginning, you have multiple platforms.
Because this is amazing. Instagram
is only one part of what we call in marketing the consumer purchase funnel, where you really start from an awareness tool to a consideration tool. And Instagram is like one single one of consideration. So it should be a small percentage for you, Raylan, to really invest in Instagram right now, because I think it's all about the positive word of mouth and really work for it and spend your time on Instagram and don't use any other platforms that take your money to make you look bad on Instagram, because Instagram will not like you.
Okay.
And I always say to my clients, they will punish you for it.
Okay. Wait, we have another Twitter question. Max, come in.
Hey, Olivia, we have a quick question here. So the woman is saying, so you want us to be on for 20 minutes a day. That's roughly 3 hours a week. When do I start making money?
Oh, good question.
Oh, that's a very good question. So it all depends on the product and your audience. So the 20 minutes is really to help you get the exposure there. Because with that, Instagram will open your account to new viewers. If you're not engaging with Instagram, your content will not be seen by a broader audience than your actual followers. And that's what we see always. We get the likes from our friends.
Yes.
But that's what we're organically attracting.
Yes.
But if we don't stay on it longer, there's no chance for us to open that span to more people. So when you're there for 1 minute, you post and then you go offline. That's the time Instagram is opening your account to the audience. And that's more followers you have already. So once that's done, they open it up to more people because they say, oh, the polished woman is making me money right now. Because the longer you're on Instagram, the more money they generate.
My God.
Money. So now we went through all your followers. Then they open it up to the new audience. And that's when we make money. So I hope that answers your Twitter question.
Okay, Max.
Stay on as long as you can.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful, wonderful bit of advice. You know, I just have a quick question for Jessica, because, you know, Jessica has a book. She has products coming out. She has her daily. She's got so many different, you know, facets to the polished woman. And so I think, you know, getting a schedule, not only for Jessica, but Raylan, how do women who are listening right now create the schedule and one that they can stick to? Mm-hmm. How would you recommend creating that schedule?
Yeah. And that goes back, you know, like Max, that's a very good question, to the grid of nine. Identify each day for one topic. You know, like Monday is a podcast day. Tuesday is all about the book. So to really identify it, what is the day you post about one particular topic? Because then your audience also learns and understands that that's the right time for them to come in and check in with the polished
book. Oh, you got that right.
On that, and that's the tricky question now is, because Instagram is so particular about the niche. Like once you're in the niche, and like the polished woman is all about podcast, radio, like helping female, then you're in that niche. But then if you start talking about a product, like hypothetically speaking, you're launching like a product in beauty, let's say, mm-hmm. then there is like the correlation is not there anymore. Instagram says, I don't know, is a polished woman now a podcast or is a polished woman a product? So that's why we say usually the best advice is to have like one page for one niche. And then you can grow that. Because the person that might be interested in Jessica's product might not be the same person that is interested in her podcast.
That's so true.
So and then wow. you can build two audiences and you can share like expertise from each other. So Jessica can promote the podcast on her product page and say, tune in there. That's what I'm doing too, in a story or in a reel.
Yeah.
But you're not hijacking your own objective.
Yeah. My God, we got to do our work. If you want to succeed, Ray, we have so much to do. Max, we have so much to do, Max.
Jessica, so much to do. But you know, Olivia, that's a great question. You know, obviously mothers who are listening, and I'm sorry I'm jumping in, but we just have a lack of time. Yeah. And I'm in the control room. I'm trying to text Jess and do questions. Yeah. But we have a lot of moms who are tuning in asking questions, you know, that they simply just don't have the time, you know, mm-hmm. between getting the food ready for the family, picking the kids
yes.
up, and all these different schedules. They don't have the time to really commit to their social media. So if they don't have the time, is that the time that they should hire someone to do it for them?
Well, very good question. So it all depends on really the business. Like I would not, and even if I'm doing it myself, like helping small startups and everything, like recommend to spend money on hiring people right now. So it all depends on where in the stage of your product life cycle and your business development are you. Mm-hmm. Like social media is like really focused on driving sales first through all the platforms before you spend money on investing in Instagram. I know like lots of agencies don't want to hear it right now. And mm-hmm. even myself, like that's my core business, like really helping like yeah. start social media. But there's mm-hmm. so many ways around it. Like invest in, you know, like creating the right content. Like, okay. and then have it ready. Once you have it, you just need to go out there and post it. So my recommendation is do not spend lots of money to really pay to get it done. Rather okay. use the money to buy Instagram ads because okay. that way you will promote it.
Okay. Ray, great advice, Olivia. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. I hope moms, you out there, you know, I hope you've learned from us. Ray, we have like 3 minutes. Raylan, do you have anything...
I want to say thank you, Olivia. Like I just learned so much in, I don't know, 30 minutes. I learned more than I've learned in like a year on Instagram. So I think you just helped me so much. And I can't wait to try everything you just said. And yeah. I'm super grateful to be on here. Thanks so much, Jess.
My gosh. Thank you so much, Ray. I know that you need this, you know, you need this advice from, you know, you're on your second book now. You better like, so we have to have a page for your personal, which is you have now. And then you have a page for your, you know, the author page, which is so good. Right.
So right. Oh, quick question, Olivia, should my personal page be public? Because I have a public page for my book, but should my personal be public or keep that private?
You can keep the private for now because you are like, mm-hmm. you don't need to have your personal page public because you yes. talk about kids and you share, you know, like who yeah. you are. Focus okay. on really your business page, like have that public And then, of course, always reshare what you post on your business page on your personal one to really have your friends like really help you grow that page.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Oh, I like that. Hey, Olivia, where can they take your masterclass? Can you please? And I will include this also. I have this, my favorite. So where can they find you, Olivia?
Oh, they can all find me like online on olivia-wagner.com or really through social media, like Olivia Wagner _ or even like through you, Jess, like the Polished Woman. Like I'm here. Like it's not about like investing in others to do it for you, like rather find advice to understand how to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you will really get the benefit out of it, because it does not help you if somebody else is managing it, because you know your brand identity. Like it's so much easier if you do it, and it becomes a joy, and you will find 20 minutes to really get it done.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Olivia. Thank you for your time. Raylene, where can they buy your book? Can you show your book? Yes. Where can they buy this? Where can they buy it? Where can they get it?
You can get it on Amazon.
Yay.
I have Kindle, but you can get it Kindle, or you can buy the book. Also on my Instagram at Production Wife Diaries, there is the Amazon link as well. But it's
okay. Give me 30 seconds. What is the book all about?
The book is about a girl that is from San Diego and moves to Hollywood at 21 years old. And it basically is 17 years of her life in Hollywood and how she's changed for the better, for the worse, and found herself.
Oh, this is beautiful. It's a good book for summer if you guys are looking for a book. Thank you so much, Olivia. Thank you so much, Raylan. Thank you. Oh my God, this was such a good, I've learned a lot. Thank you so much, Raylan. Love you. And Olivia, thank you so much for giving us your time. I know you're busy. Go back to your work. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so our tip for today is social media from the perspective of a business owner is more work than fun, but it's also necessary. If you're unsure where to start or looking for an extra help, check out the masterclass being hosted by Olivia Wagner. Olivia_ on Instagram. Thank you so much. And I'll see you Monday for my favorite things for Mother's Day. Bye. Thank you. Love you all. Follow me on the Polished Woman Instagram.
Through faith.